Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego on the San Diego Lincoln Financial Media Stations. I'm Tommy Howe. Some of you may be aware I also host an environmental affairs program on Lincoln Financial Media's KBZT FM 94.9, which airs after this program on Sunday mornings called Tree Huggers International. And the environment and conservation have always been very important matters for me. And with the abundance of outdoor recreation and our location next to the Pacific, people are often surprised to come across the perception San Diego isn't necessarily as environmentally aware as perhaps some other U.S. cities. While the Miramar landfill continues to make award-winning strides in effectively handling waste, and recycling has slowly become the norm in San Diego, the region does continue to have serious problems with stormwater runoff and beach pollution. And if the volume of trash pulled from our beaches last year is any indication, San Diego still has a real problem with litter, as much of what winds up on the beach originally winds up going into our fresh water system and watersheds far upstream from the beach. But one organization has been working tirelessly since 1954, exclusively here in San Diego, to make conservation concerns a priority and educate our community to actively conserve and enhance the environment through outreach, community involvement, and perhaps most importantly, by example. That organization is one I'm sure you're familiar with. They do a great job of getting their message out, I Love a Clean San Diego. And they do an extraordinary job of mobilizing and activating volunteers and not only emphasize the practical reasons for a cleaner environment, but I Love a Clean San Diego also effectively taps into the wealth of civic pride San Diegans have for their region in order to enable them to think more responsibly about the environment. And I'm very happy to have joining us today the executive director of I Love a Clean San Diego, Pauline Martinson. Pauline, welcome to Living Better in San Diego. We are very pleased to have you here today.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to talk about, like the upcoming Creek to Bay cleanup and what can be described as I Love a Clean San Diego's one-stop recycling resource for San Diegans. But let's talk for a moment about the history of the organization. And I think many listeners may be surprised to learn I Love a Clean San Diego has been hard at work since the Eisenhower administration and Ike's first term at that in 1954. What was going on in San Diego in the mid-50s, which prompted the creation of I Love a Clean San Diego?
The organization, as you mentioned, very long-standing. We started out as a war against litter in the 50s and really heightened our activities in the 60s and 70s with some kind of creative campaigns. But we started as, you know, getting trash cans on the beaches, getting people to throw away their trash, really novel ideas that I think some San Diegans still need to be reminded about. But like I mentioned, we had some really kind of funny ways to get people excited about the environment, or at least creating awareness. In the 70s, we used to run a pageant called the Miss Slob Pageant, and it stood for, the acronym SLOB stood for Stop Littering Our Bays and Beaches. So I'm not sure how in this day and age people would want to be considered Miss Slob or the winner of that pageant, but definitely was fun back then in the 70s to get the word out.
Yeah, that's great awareness raising. That makes for great media and great press, but it also does a great job of getting the message out.
There's a lot of people that are from San Diego that are familiar. There was a little jingle about I Love a Clean San Diego and keeping the oceans blue, and some people have had our educators in their classrooms and remember the logo. And so, you know, we're really happy to hear about the long history, and over time it's really expanded and grown, and we've implemented several really creative initiatives. Through the 80s, we honed in more on recycling, and in the late 80s, the state passed Assembly Bill 939, which required the cities to divert a certain amount of waste to be recycled, and that's where we really excelled and where we continue to, on behalf of some of the jurisdictions in San Diego. We educate their residents, educate their kids, and since we're the environmental experts on how to do that and make it fun, they rely on us to really get the word out so that San Diegans are making the right choice and therefore the cities are meeting their state goals. So
yeah, you guys do really a surprising amount of educational outreach. And how do you recruit educators? How do you find people to go and give these seminars and talk to kids?
There's actually a large interest of people that want to work for us. And these are, you know, paid positions, our educators. They're highly trained. They're usually, some of them are credentialed in California or in other states, have a teaching background as well as outdoor education experience, or at least some knowledge about that. And I think it's unique because where teachers are so important and they are kind of restricted with their curriculums and standards, but we offer standards based, but still a refreshing break for the teacher to come in there and talk about these key issues, as well as, you know, give it a fun, interactive, hands-on feel to it.
What is the official mission of today's I Love a Clean San Diego? And this may sound like a simplified or enabling question, but tell me how a cleaner environment is beneficial to a community's quality of life?
Great question. San Diego is so unique that we have so much pride in where we live because of the weather, because of the outdoor resources. And so really, our organization, I Love a Clean San Diego, is protecting to keep San Diego clean and conserve its resources. And in doing that, we're, you know, removing trash, we're beautifying, we're educating, and really making sure that the beaches stay as clean as they are so that our future generations can enjoy them, or we can enjoy them in 20 years and beyond. And so without removing the trash or without educating, I think it's a little more difficult to keep the city looking great and keep the beaches clean so there's not beach closures, keeping our streams clean, making sure that our water quality is consistent and not being degraded, as well as the wildlife here that surrounds is thriving and not jeopardized. So really, without our services, I think that there would be a lessened quality of life, and I'm making a large statement here, but without doing these things. So,
and I think a perception of San Diego and among people who live here is, well, you know, the beaches are dirty because the Tijuana River empties at Imperial Beach, and the slough it's very, very polluted, even though it is a remarkable wildlife refuge on its own. I think people are often surprised to find that a lot of this trash on the beach wasn't necessarily dropped by somebody on the beach. It came from somewhere way up one of the rivers or creeks. And when a lot of the concrete culverts we have here, it just flushes water right onto the beach whenever we have a rainstorm.
Right.
It's sort of a unique situation we have in Southern California, and we kind of did it to ourselves.
I know, and there is some pros and cons about it, which I can sort of touch on. The stormwater system is not connected to the sewer system, so everything that runs into the storm drains, those drainage outlets you see on the streets, runs directly to the bay and the ocean, and it's to prevent flooding in rainstorms. Certain cities that have that, have storm drains that are connected to the sewers, often experience some overflow when there's too much rain. Then you actually have sewer, yeah, you know, and stormwater going out into the ocean. So there's, like I said, there's pros and cons, but here it's designed the way it is. I don't think it'll change anytime soon. And really the main thing that I Love Clean San Diego, one of the big initiatives is to identify that, hey, the water and anything you put into the storm drains is going directly to the ocean. So we actually have a program, storm drain stenciling. We get volunteers. We give them the supplies to go and paint the curbs. And it says, you know, no dumping. I live downstream, and there's a picture of a dolphin or a duck. And so that's a way we get involved to educate. But I think people don't make that connection, that if they're changing their oil and they spill some on there, that's getting washed down there. And
Do you think there is a difference in attitude, perhaps, between maybe some residents who live inland and just don't really think about that as being crucial? I mean, I remember one time I was in Crest, which is significantly uphill, and I saw someone dumping paint into one of those drains. It's like, you know, where do you think that's going, man?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. The connection you set me up perfect for this. The connection between the inland and the coastal is one through the storm drains, but also through the watersheds and made up of creeks and rivers, and it all flows downhill. So there's a statistic, 80%, it's actually, I think, over 80% of marine debris, trash in the ocean or water quality issues, originates from inland areas. So we really are focusing our efforts in the last decade or so on the inland locations to pick up the debris. And touching a little bit about what you're talking about, the person in Crest dumping paint, there we're seeing a lot of instances of illegal dumping. And so when we're cleaning out those creeks and riverways, we're seeing items like electronics and batteries and things with heavy metals in them that would leach into the soil, leach into the water, and again, making its way down through to our bays and beaches. So Creek to Bay is our upcoming cleanup that really tackles this issue. Creek to Bay is I Love a Clean San Diego's signature event, and we do it in April in conjunction with Earth Month, but also because it's in the spring, so we've had our rains, our little amount of rains, and then which has washed some of the debris to some of these waterways, and we have volunteers roughly. Last year, I think we had 6,000 roughly volunteers one day, almost 70 sites out through the county. Again,
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of them are a lot of the sites are inland. It's a lot of people.
That's hard to activate that many people on one day. It's hard to get 6,000 people to agree on anything.
Yes. We each year we're seeing increases in our volunteer support. It's great. It pays, you know, a tribute to the success of the program and how we're coordinating it, but also that San Diegans are really feeling it's important. Environment is a top focus, and they'd like to get involved. I think it's rewarding for them when they come out with their family and friends to come out and clean up and join with a community to make a difference. And I think San Diegans are rewarded doing that. So each year they're coming back, and we're seeing more and more each year. So yeah, almost 6,000 last year for this cleanup alone. And we're happy to do it again. Like I said, it's our signature event. April 30th is the date. It's a Saturday, and we do it in a 3-hour time span. We pick up almost 200,000 pounds of trash from those sites.
How does I Love a Clean San Diego do volunteer outreach? Because really, with the economy the way it is, I mean, with nonprofits, so many of what nonprofits do, you absolutely are relying upon volunteers. Do you have a lot of people coming to you, and do you see a lot of familiar faces each year at the Creek to Bay cleanup?
We do. As I mentioned, we have returning volunteers. We have some dedicated site captains. We have a staff of 12. We wouldn't be able to be out in 70 sites on one day. So we have some great site captains which lead the sites, and we do some blanket marketing, and we encourage people to come out. And like I said, we're seeing familiar faces each time, but I think that's a real success for I Love a Clean San Diego, is the way that we've been coordinating and motivating San Diegans to come out and help out, and they're really, really responding.
And again, to emphasize the Creek to Bay cleanup, I mean, this is not just happening on the beaches. This is not just happening at the bay. This is happening all kinds of sites inland. And I didn't mean to pick on Crest earlier, but that was a true story. But I mean, you're at all these inland locations as well.
We are. You know, we're up in Oceanside, down to San Ysidro. We're into Ocean Beach, you know, Coastal Side, out into El Cajon, Fallbrook. So we're all over the county, and there's several sites that you can choose from. We have a event website that helps us track and be prepared for how many volunteers are coming. So we ask that everybody register on there, and that website is creektobay.org. That's a great way to find out where those inland sites are. We also identify the sites in red or green. If they don't need as many people, they're identified as red, and then green is go. So those sites that need more people, we identify those. So we really, it would be great to have our San Diegans take a look and find one that they feel can make the most, their effort can make the most, pick up the most trash there.
I always find this interesting, but one of the best areas for beaches and healthy beaches in San Diego County is Camp Pendleton, because there's nobody there.
Right.
Well, not as many people there. But you have the Santa Margarita River going through there, which is a largely wild and undeveloped river, even up past Fallbrook. You get into some wilderness areas up there, and it's it's really remarkable seeing what wild rivers here look like and how they almost sort of cleanse themselves. And if you don't have a lot of development around them, you just, hey, all of a sudden you have a very clean watershed.
Yeah, and there's parts of Creek to Bay where we do some special projects where we help not only beautify or remove trash, but actually work within removing non-natives, potential plantings, although that gets a little expensive for us. But those are the ways that we can improve and enhance those watersheds and those areas. And that's really our mission, is improving and enhancing our environment. So not only just picking up the trash that was left, but really making it a better and more sustained ecosystem. And so those are great things to get involved with as well.
If you're just joining us, this is Living Better in San Diego on the San Diego Lincoln Financial Media Stations. I'm Tommy Halm, and joining us today is Pauline Martinson, the Executive Director of I Love a Clean San Diego. Now, this year's Creek to Bay cleanup is going to be happening Saturday, April the 30th. And more information about I Love a Clean San Diego and their Creek to Bay cleanup event can be found at cleansd.org. That's www.cleansd.org. And for more specific information on the Creek to Bay cleanup, you can go to creektobay.org. That's Creek to Bay, CreekToBay.org. We're also going to be talking about I Love a Clean San Diego's one-stop recycling resource of Waste-Free SD. And Waste-Free SD can be found online at wastefreesd.org. That's wastefreesd.org. And I Love a Clean San Diego's recycling hotline is 1-800-237-BLUE. That's 1-800-237-BLUE, B-L-U-E. And I really do appreciate how, if you go to the I Love a Clean San Diego website, it really is set up as a single stop for all kinds of recycling information. And could you talk perhaps a little bit about how recycling has evolved in San Diego over the years? Because I've been here for about 8 years now, and I've noticed a change. There's a greater awareness now.
Great, great. We hope our message is getting out. I strongly believe, and the organization supports, that if you offer a convenient way for people to do the most environmental thing, or a convenient way for them to recycle, that they'll do it. And so that's the reason why we developed this hotline and this database. But we call it the one-stop recycling resource, and it's evolved over the years. It's a call center. It's a hotline. We have live bilingual operators on it, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But in 2006, we developed and launched in 2007 a website, so it's an interactive way. Everything's online now, and any 24 hours a day, you can find out this information about where you can recycle, where you can dispose of the items that can't go in the trash. So we get the most calls about those hazardous items. There's so many things now that are developed that...
Motor oil,
batteries, paint, you know, maybe the guy up in Crest got a little frustrated. Construction debris and things like that really shouldn't be landfill. There's resources and ways to recycle those. So we get several calls, and we get several hits to Waste Free SD with people wanting to know how to do the right thing.
Computers and electronics, I mean, over the last, not just the last few years, I mean, we've had computers and electronics with us now for a long time, but because we're in such this disposable age now, where if the computer doesn't work, TV doesn't work, just get a new one. Cell phone, same thing. Yeah. Do you get a lot of inquiries about how to dispose of these things, or do you find people are often just throw it into the trash?
Well, we hope not. No, we do get a lot of inquiries about electronics and U-waste. That's a newer universal waste type of waste that's come down and been banned from landfills, and that includes batteries and fluorescent tubes, fluorescent light bulbs, because those contain mercury, and a lot of the electronics are in there. And so it's sort of a little bit of a lag. The state says those can't go in the landfill, and then the cities are trying to juggle how do we get the word out about that, as well as how do we have resources to take those materials and make them safe for disposal. So we kind of aligned with a lot of the jurisdictions to get the word out and be a one-stop recycling resource where people can call up and ask, where can I dispose my paint, my batteries? And we have over 1,000 centers in the database of San Diego County, so we can inform them about what's the most convenient area. Most of them don't charge a fee, but you might need to make an appointment, and we make appointments as well. So it's a great resource for San Diegans. Our callers are asking about paint. They're asking about CRV items,
the heavy stuff,
as well as some rigid plastics. And it's really great that the city has been implementing their mandatory recycling ordinance, and you know, we're real supportive of that. A lot of the waste haulers supporting San Diego County have also decided to take some rigid plastics. So those red cups, those yogurt containers, all of those before roughly this year were not being taken in the curbside bins, which would be like something you would have at your home or your apartment building would have a curbside, the blue bin. Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge evolution in the last, like I said, you know, few months, that they're taking those types of plastics now. And I think we are greatly improving as a city by doing so. We're a little bit behind the game, I think, in that respect, without taking those.
Where are some of your favorite places to go in San Diego and enjoy the outdoors?
Well, that's a good question. I'm a runner, and I love running outside. So there's so many places to choose from. But I really like Torrey Pines, and I like Mission Trails, and you know, Sunset Cliffs, and you know, I live near the waterfront by the bay, so running around the bay, and we just moved our office to Liberty Station, so there's a ton of bayfront areas to run. But I think it's such an outdoor playground here for running and all the other activities that San Diegans want to enjoy.
Do you notice when you're enjoying your outdoor activities and you're running along the bay or at Torrey Pines, do you notice perhaps less litter than you might have seen years ago? Do you notice that people might be being a little more responsible and making sure something gets into the trash can? Even though this has been the message of I Love a Clean San Diego since the 50s, have you noticed a change?
When I'm out there running, I'm not noticing large items of trash. I do notice if there's trash cans or recycle bins, I'm seeing more recycle bins. I know our statistics, since we're covering so many more sites, we are picking up more trash. Mm-hmm. We're trying to calculate, you know, sort of see at each site how many pounds of trash per person on average we're picking up. And really the trend is the coastal sites, not a lot of heavy trash or not a lot of weight per person. It's mostly cigarette butts, it's mostly plastic tops, plastic bags, plastic utensils, balloons, but mostly cigarette butts. And then the inland areas, you'll find more weight per person picked up, because you've got couches or tires or some bulky items, as well as just a lot more trash in the inland areas. So I think we're doing better on the beaches, but we really need to get inland and attack those areas that have some bigger items and definitely some more hazardous items that are detrimental to clear out.
And it's fair to say there's probably historically been less emphasis on some of those inland areas than perhaps on the beaches over the years.
Definitely. There's also other nonprofits and other environmental groups that do beach cleanups regularly. So I think those areas are getting touched more, which is really why I Love Clean San Diego's focus has been inland, is to really kind of solve the problem where it's starting, where the problem's originating.
And I Love a Clean San Diego, you guys kind of have some longevity, though. You could probably have some bragging rights saying, you know, we were doing this for a long time. We were doing this before An Inconvenient Truth and being green was seen as, if you'll pardon the expression, a trendy thing. You guys have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, we have. We are a group that really excels with collaborating with other groups and building partnerships. And so I think that there's definitely enough opportunity to create awareness about the environment. We like to work together with other environmental groups. There's definitely enough issues about the environment to go around that all of us can share and help, you know, really create awareness for San Diegans. So we do work with Surfrider, we do work with San Diego Coast Keeper, and they do a great job on our beaches. And like I mentioned, you know, we're really focusing on the inland where the trash is starting.
So again, the Creek to Bay cleanup is going to be happening Saturday, April the 30th. Big event. That's the all hands on deck event for all the I Love a Clean San Diego volunteers to come out. And what's going to be happening if you're a volunteer? What are you going to wind up doing?
Well, definitely April 30th is the place to be supporting Creek to Bay. I do agree with that. There are so many places for you to choose, all the volunteers to choose to go just at the end of your street or the nearby park. And we really encourage people to get involved. We're going to be having a little giveaway, a work glove for all of our volunteers. We're looking at 6,000 or 7,000 this year. And, you know, you can use that gardening later, or you can, we hope, use that to pick up some items of trash. The event, we're trying to make as sustainable as possible. So to replace, or at least when appropriate, help with removing harder items. And so replacing the rubber gloves, we might still have some rubber gloves, but we're trying to make it a little bit more sustainable. We encourage volunteers, if possible, if they have a bucket and they don't want to use a plastic bag, we don't want to generate some more plastic. So we encourage them to bring that. But really all of the supplies and resources that you need to clean up will be available at all of the sites listed on the event website, which is, again, creektobay.org. And some of these sites, we encourage you to go to the inland ones, but you might need to be wearing some closed-toed shoes, not to open your flip-flops if you're in a canyon. So we just advise on what's appropriate to wear. It's a very, very family-friendly event, and we encourage you to get your kids out there. They're usually really excited about helping, and it really makes a direct connection when they're picking up these cigarette butts. One, we don't want them smoking, but two, look at all this litter. And so they are less apt to throw something on the ground, throw something out of the car later in life. And really, we hope we're instilling these children to be environmental stewards, to continue to keep San Diego a great place.
Oh yeah, kids remember that stuff. If they see mom and dad or their peers or volunteers actively being happy about this and doing that, they are definitely going to remember that. Well, you can go to creektobay.org, but that website is also accessible from cleansd.org. I Love a Clean San Diego. Pauline Martinson, the executive director of I Love a Clean San Diego. It's been really nice having you on the program today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. And good luck with this year's Creek to Bay cleanup. Continued good luck with what you're doing with the recycling and the wastefreesd.org website. Thank you for all the efforts that you are doing to make San Diego a much cleaner place. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up for this week's edition of Living Better in San Diego. On the San Diego Lincoln Financial Media Stations, we'll reconnect again next Sunday morning. Many thanks again to our guest, Pauline Martinson, the executive director of I Love a Clean San Diego. This year's annual Creek to Bay cleanup is happening Saturday, April the 30th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. You need to be registered by April the 1st for this year's Creek to Bay cleanup. Go to creektobay.org for more information. www.creektobay.org. And for more information on I Love Clean San Diego's one-stop recycling resource of Waste-Free San Diego, go to wastefreesd.org. wastefreesd.org. And the recycling hotline for I Love a Clean San Diego is 1-800-237-BLUE, B-L-U-E. That's 1-800-237-BLUE. And again, the website, www.wastefreesd.org. And the root website for I Love a Clean San Diego, that's www.cleansd.org. cleansd.org. And all this information is now up on the Living Better in San Diego page on this radio station's website. The opinions and views expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of Lincoln Financial Media. If you have questions or comments about the program, you are welcome to email me, Tommy Howe, at tommy@fm949sd.com. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available in downloadable MP3 form on this station's website. Thanks again for making Living Better in San Diego a part of your Sunday morning. I'm Tommy Howe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and be well.